On University at Albany Week, to help detect a deep fake video, look at the eyes. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Shuwei Liu, associate professor of computer science, discusses the battle against deep fakes.
A new form of misinformation spread online early this year called deepfake videos, which use a type of machine learning system known as a deep neural network to synthesize images of a person's face to create fake videos looking very realistic. Because of the potential impact of misuse, detecting deepfake videos become a pressing need. Our recent work has suggested a way to reliably tell real videos from deepfakes. We observed that subjects in deepfake videos blink a lot less frequently in comparison with real humans. This is because deepfake algorithms are obtained using face images that are available on the internet. Even for people who are photographed often, few images are available online showing their eyes closed. Not only are photos like that rare, but the photographers don't usually publish images where the main subject's eyes are shot. Without training images of people blinking, deepfake algorithms are less likely to create faces that blink normally. This gives us an inspiration to detect deepfake videos. We developed a method to detect when the person in the video blinks and use the detected blinking rate to determine if the face is from a live person. This method achieves an overall 95% detection rate currently. This isn't the final word on detecting deepfakes. The competition between generating and detecting fake videos is analogous to a chess game. In particular, blinking can be added to deepfake videos by including face images with closed eyes or using video sequences for training. While forgerers getting better at making fake videos, we and others in the research community will continue to find ways to detect them.
That was Shuwei Liu of the University at Albany. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.